Skinwalker Ranch. Once studied by a group funded by the U.S. government whose findings were held as confidential. It is now examined openly by a new and independent team that airs its results for all the world to see. With this new team now wanting to connect with the UFOs above the ranch, will they join with like-minded individuals and further the world's understanding of UFOs and their inhabitants? Or might intelligence types step in and start pushing a totally different agenda? Consider these things and more on this episode of The Supernatural Explorer. Supernatural Explorers, welcome to episode 29, Skinwalker Ranch Revelations, Hopes and Concerns for Season 2. With a title like that, I really wish I could report that they are indeed coming back for a second season. But, sorry, no news as of yet. Give it some time, the season finale was just this past Tuesday after all. In it, spoiler alert, the Skinwalker Ranch team and owner met with the Utah Attorney General to summarize the happenings on the ranch in what felt like a flashback show, replaying clips from the prior episodes of Season 1. That was okay, because I did enjoy the entire season, but for the title of the episode being called Revelations, I was expecting more surprises. For the Skinwalker crew, the biggest surprise seemed to be when they learned from Dr. Travis Taylor that people from the intelligence community were interested in and have been following their progress on the ranch. I personally didn't find that surprising at all. I mean, as they say right in the intro to the show, for 20 years, the federal government tried to find answers and failed. What was surprising to me was that no one from the intelligence community was on the show, not in person or via telephone, so I'm guessing they must not be that interested at this point. And since no intelligence people had comments for the season finale, my predictions about how they'd hammer home how the UFOs are a threat in general and a threat to national security specifically are moot. Oh well. What I did find interesting, though, was how a team that did suffer some physical injuries that they could have correlated with UFO activity, a team that did find a dead cow that they could definitely correlate with UFO activity, still never talked about the UFOs as a threat. Instead, they talked about wondering if the UFOs were indeed trying to communicate with them. And they talked about their interest in wanting to intentionally try and communicate with the UFOs moving forward. That was exciting to hear and such a refreshing contrast to the team from the show Unidentified Inside America's UFO Investigation, who, in my opinion, showed zero interest in opening any channels of communication with the UFOs. The unidentified team only seems to want to further their message that UFOs are a threat to be feared. In my humble opinion, if you really want to learn from anything new, you approach it with an open mind. If there are beings you wish to learn from, common sense and diplomacy call for opening the channels of communication. So cheers to the Skinwalker team for exhibiting reasonable and civil qualities. With that in mind, it's unfortunate that at this point there is no news about Skinwalker Ranch coming back for a second season. Meanwhile, Unidentified was given the green light. No revelation here. I really wish that was the other way around. I don't really want a whole nother season of seemingly closed-minded, one-sided, intelligence-type people spreading fear, even if they believe in their hearts that that is the best way to approach things. I'd much rather another season of open-minded people who are looking to investigate and find answers, not push an obvious agenda, and who are looking to communicate, which leads me directly into my hopes and concerns for season 2 of Skinwalker Ranch, should they get the green light too. My biggest hope, since they do want to communicate with the UFOs, is that they will have Dr. Stephen Greer on at least one episode to lead the Skinwalker team in a close encounter of the fifth kind meditation, where they can be shown and then practice how to go about communicating with the UFOs. I mean, why reinvent the wheel here? If they really want to communicate, why not learn from the person who has been doing it successfully for decades? And my biggest concern, since they do want to communicate with the UFOs, is that somehow intelligence community types will insert themselves into the project, and this show will go from being an open-minded exploration and examination to another propaganda tool, like Unidentified certainly seems. Only time will tell. I will miss the Skinwalker crew until they come back again. I like and trust these guys, and even if their show isn't picked up for a second season, I sincerely hope they continue on with their work and post their discoveries. Until then, your guess is as good as mine as to what my next episode will be. I am curious where the synchronicities and signs will lead me. Until next time, everyone, peace.